Hey, did you ever think that as a teacher, you needed a resource to help you with tech in the classroom? Well, today I'm talking with Corey Knight, and he's got Classroom Tech Made Simple. You're going to love this.
You are listening to Teaching, Learning, Leading K-12, a podcast for educators. Helping you help kids achieve their dreams. And now here's Steve with this week's show.
Corey Knight is the primary developer of Classroom Tech Made Simple, an online course aimed at helping teachers implement technology in the classroom. He is a 2016 Apple teacher, a graduate of Indiana State University in secondary education, and a graduate from Ball State University in educational technology and curriculum. With his background in technology, Corey has had opportunities and offers to leave the classroom, but has chosen to stay. Corey works with teachers and students to help make the learning experience fun, engaging, and challenging. Say hi to everyone, Corey.
Hey, how's it going?
Oh, it's going great, and I'm glad that we get a chance to talk here, and I appreciate you making time. This is cool.
Yeah, definitely. I'm excited about this opportunity and just to share a little bit about what Classroom Tech is all about.
Very cool. So real quick, I want to ask you this because I want to make sure that I say something. I kind of glanced off of just a little bit there in the intro, but you are a middle school teacher, right?
That's correct.
And so what age kids are you working with?
So right now I'm just teaching 7th and 8th grade science classes. But yeah, that's primarily where I've been at for the last 6 years and in science class. So that's where I'm at right now.
Awesome. Cool. So what do you like about working with kids?
You know, honestly, I would say that, you know, I have a unique opportunity to work with kids. I usually see them first as 7th graders, and sometimes I make a relationship with them as 6th graders. But that gives me that unique viewpoint where I get to see them transform and change both, you know, all physically, emotionally, and cognitively the whole time throughout the middle school process. So it's really an awesome experience to see that. One of the greatest things that I like is building those relationships with those kids. I can't tell you how important that is in today's culture. If you can build a relationship with a kid, I found out that they will be willing to go to the ends of the earth for you in the whole learning process. So that opportunity that I get to see that viewpoint for them growing, it's so awesome. And one of the great things that I get to do is when they come back to me later on, some of them end up becoming, going to college or being the first person in their family to go to college. And then all of a sudden they come back to me and tell me about all these stories. And they thank me for making learning relevant, you know, fun and engaging. It's just one of those moments that you realize one of those reasons that you become a teacher is when opportunities like that arise and students come back and just thank you for all the things that you've done for them. So that's why I really like, you know, teaching middle school, and it's a unique opportunity for me.
That's so cool. 'Cause you know, it's, before we talk about actually, that engagement part in the class, you're so right. I think that, you know, that one of the key ingredients to successful teaching is you got to be able to connect with the kids. And that in itself, once you do that, that's the thing that's the payback in teaching that is so powerful when, you know, someone a few years down the road gives you a look up and says, hey, I just want to touch base with you. I just graduated from, or I just did the following, or I just remember the classes you had or something like that. That's so cool.
Absolutely. It's great.
Neat stuff. So how do you think technology can help make the classroom engaging?
You know, I think that teachers can be intimidated at first. No matter if you're a brand new teacher or if you're a veteran teacher, you can be scared of technology. And, you know, that fear is a powerful emotion that we have to overcome. So I think that technology can make learning fun, challenging, and most importantly, I just feel like it can make it relevant to our students no matter what. If you look up what students do most often with their free time, they're on some sort of technology. So making that learning relevant is so important. So I think that, you know, using that technology piece in the classroom, it's more of an active part. I feel like some teachers, they feel the need that, you know, if they use the technology, they can just sit back and relax and just let the technology take its role. But I would argue the fact that using technology in a class is just as active of a planning process than anything else. You have to be aware of what you're doing. You have to literally start from where you want what you want them to learn and work your way backwards, even if you're using technology. So trying to come up with a plan and coming up with an active role of what the technology is supposed to be, I think that is just makes a world of difference when it comes to making the classroom engaging, is that realizing that it's not going to just take over the classroom. It's going to be a tool for teachers to enhance their learning.
That's cool. That's, you know, one of the things that's interesting is that, you know, I think one of the things that you're hitting on is that we as educators need to figure out how to embrace lots of technology because it's not really going away.
That's correct. It's only going to continue to become more, you know, clear and more apparent in the classroom. So we might as well embrace it. I agree.
You know, it's funny because I'll never forget one time I had somebody, this is a long time ago, this is my 30th year in education, and a long time ago I was standing at a basketball game, I'll never forget this, and a gentleman from the community came up and he said, because they were looking to pass a tax referendum to allow the school system to update all the same computers in the system, and he came up to me and he said, "So, what do you think about these computer things?" He goes, "Think it's a passing fad?" And I'll never forget that because it was like, I was thinking, wow, okay, I'm not sure about this passing fad thing. And in those days, that was, we're not talking that long ago. We did have power, we did have electricity, we did have dirt. So, I mean, that was an interesting commentary on where I think where we are now. It's, you know, there are some adults, though, who still, I think, might be thinking, you know, if I wait long enough, it might go away.
Right. Yeah, it's not going anywhere. No. One thing I wanted to add about that whole classroom engaging thing that I forgot to mention, you would be amazed at the talent that some of these kids have on any sort of technology, whether it's a computer or an iPad, you know, a Chromebook, whatever. I'll give you a perfect example. I had this student. She was a great student. This is just last year. And I noticed that she was often drawing on her iPad. And I just kind of just put it off as she was done with her work. She was a great student. And then so I started to look and ask her questions about what she was doing. And she was a phenomenal artist using her iPad. It was incredible. Some of the work that she showed me was incredible. It was something that you would see, in like online that you would see like someone selling a specific image on some of those websites. But it was just incredible. So that was just one little thing that I noticed that I knew these kids and students, and that's just one example of many, that they are just incredibly talented in using technology. They've been connected their whole life, so there really is, you know, not much of a learning curve for students.
Yeah, it's something else when you think about the time frame now. They've grown up with it their whole lives, so you're no longer dealing with children who were born and then they started seeing it come in. You're talking about kids who they were born in its age and world, and most of their parents have some sort of connectivity in their background. Yep. As opposed to whatever. So I got to ask this real quick. What kind of got you interested in technology? Is there something there that
You know, to be honest with you, I was kind of against the using of an iPad when we first got them because I was scared of it. So I can remember one time where I got so frustrated with students and what they were doing on their iPads that I had all of them stack them up on my desk. And then I finally made the decision after Christmas break. That happened in like October. And I made the decision. This was back in 2012. I made the decision that I was going to use these iPads. And I just took the initiative. I said, I'm going to do this. And I ended up going to get my master's degree in educational technology and curriculum. And the rest is history.
That's too cool. Very cool. Hey, Corey, so one of the things I got to mention is that, you know, when I was, I grew up in the early days of Apollo and then the space shuttle and all that and reruns of Star Trek. And then, of course, Star Wars came out, saw it in the movie theater. You know, whatever numbers they want to give it, it's always going to be number one, that first right. one to me. But all that stuff impacted my just desire that one day we'd have, you know, whether it's droids or whether we'd have tablets, we'd have these little cards that we stick in a computer and the computer says, computing, listening, you know, that type of stuff. And as long as it's not like the computer in 2001, A Space Odyssey, and says, "Dave, what are you doing, Dave?" You know. So, tell me, did any movies or any TV shows or anything like that have any impact on you?
You know, being grown up a history buff, and I later, you know, my license is in social studies, and I also have my license in science, but I was a huge fan of those Apollo missions. And I saw a fact that was out that an iPad today has more computing power than the entire Apollo missions combined. And I just thought that that's incredible. If you think about the computing power, that was the ability to take, you know, individuals to the moon and back safely. That's just incredible. And then I would also mention one movie that I thought of the other day, and I was just watching this last weekend. This is great that you brought this up. I was watching the movie Independence Day, which came out in 1994, I believe. And, you know, it's got Will Smith in there. And I thought it was really interesting when I saw there's a moment in that movie where the alien was using a touchscreen. And I just remember thinking, I was pretty young at that time. And I can remember thinking, wow, that's really cool. And it was a touchscreen. You know, we didn't have touchscreens at that point. But obviously that movie was also ahead of its time because, you know, 10 years later, an iPad, an iPhone comes out. So those definitely kind of impacted my, you know, my focus on technology.
That's cool. That's, you know, and it's, I remember that in those movies. Those, you know, I love that sort of stuff. And now here I am. I mean, I've got a laptop that has touchscreen. I use it all the time. It's like, you know, neat stuff. You got heads up displays for all kinds of different stuff. Although in a car, I kind of think it's a little distracting, but hey, you know, it's you have this neat world that's happening. A friend of mine has this little thing that projects a keyboard and it works. It projects it onto the surface that he's using and it works. And I'm like, okay, that's a little too cool. And I think I remember something like that in I don't know if it was Battlestar Galactica or something a long time ago, but you know, just a neat sort of impact that sometimes, you know, our sci-fi can have that, or even our real stuff, you know, and that's pretty wild, by the way, sending humans into space, and we have more power probably in our cell phones now.
Yeah, it really is.
Nice. So let's go back to that classroom just a little bit before we get into Classroom Tech Made Simple. Do you have a favorite hook to get kids interested in a lesson when you're teaching?
Yeah, you know, it was kind of hard to narrow this down. I think that my favorite things that I do and that I have done, and I need to do more because it really is cool. I like taking a picture that I find online that is related to what I'm doing in the class, a unit, a particular concept, whatever it is. And I like to take that picture and I like to cut it up into four separate pieces. And I put it on the board or the projector, or I play it through my Apple TV. And then I just have kids look at it and study it for a minute. And I'll put a timer up, the timer goes off, and I make them write this down on their iPad on like a Google Doc or something like that. And then I will show them the next piece and then the next piece. And then it's just amazing to see how these kids and the way that they, you know, take in what they see. And it's a really cool project, and it ends up being a picture about, you know, something that I'm teaching. Maybe I'm teaching about cells or something like that, and they have no idea what they're looking at, but they're describing this particular piece, and it's a great hook to get them started. You'll hear a buzz in the hallway about what these students are talking about this whole concept and this project and this quick hook that we did in class that really got their attention, so that's really cool.
That is cool. That's neat. That's especially because the age group you're working with, if you got that happening and they're out there talking about it, that's good stuff.
Absolutely.
Excellent. Thanks for sharing that. So let's go ahead and let's focus now on Classroom Tech Made Simple. Give the audience a brief overview and then tell us where you got the idea to create this online course.
Okay, so Classroom Tech Made Simple is something that I've been working on for over a year now. It is a company that I wanted to create that is dedicated to helping teachers. And that was the main goal, is just to help them integrate technology in the classroom. And the ultimate goal is just to benefit student learning. And I do that through various blog writings about different apps, different online tools. And I also have an online course available to my students for purchase that they can use, and they can, once they purchase it, it's theirs forever. Any updates that come up, it's always theirs. So any updates that happen on anything, they get the newest version and the latest version of that so that they can do that. So I guess ultimately my goal is just to help teachers find ways to use technology in the classroom and just make that learning more beneficial to them. Because I often say to different students and different staff members that I'm preparing you for a job that may not exist at this time. And I'm also want to prepare you for this opportunity using technology that is going to prepare you for that job that may not even exist yet. You know, if you look at the stats in the past, 10 years ago, some of these jobs didn't exist. You know, think about the jobs of like developing iPhone apps and stuff like that. That didn't exist 10 years ago. I mean, that was just non-existent. So we're preparing these students for a job that may not even exist yet by the time that they graduate college and go into the job force. So that's ultimately what Classroom Tech Made Simple is all about. So that's just a brief overview. In my school district, I had sufficient training. I just can't explain enough about how great the training was that we had. We have training days all the time. But what I found was, is I had a lot of teachers still coming to me and asking me questions. And I don't know if this was because I was the young guy at the time or if I just don't know. So I always had these answers and I was always willing to help teachers. So that kind of gave me the idea where the gears started turning. How can I help teachers? Because I was losing planning time essentially, and I was a basketball coach on top of it. So I figured, why don't I just create an online resource for teachers to use and they can just go there? Or I could just reference them and I could help them really quick, and then I can reference them to this online resource that I'm creating. So it really helped me, I guess, create this whole online resource and this everything that it was about.
That's awesome, because, you know, it's interesting what you're saying there, because, and I'm sorry, I had to laugh when you were talking about just the young guy or whatever, but, you know, it's because we always have someone that you got to go to at some point, and, you know, I like to, you know, get in and mess with if there's some app or something that I've heard about or seen, or, for example, like I'm, you know, messing with YouTube now and making a channel and creating videos, and I think that I've progressed a lot from where I started and where I am now. I think it's a lot better, and it's only because I got in there and experimented with it and messed with it and watched videos and watched, because basically I got to tell you this, I went and said, all right, if 13-year-olds can do this, man, I know I can do this. And you know, and I just wanted to do it with my iPhone, because that's when I discovered some of these 13-year-olds have these $700 phones, and I'm like, no, wait a second.
Oh yeah.
And then I start finding the people who teach you how to do this stuff. And so just like what you did, you kind of created that, because you're going to have lots of people who they want to know more. They want to be able to use it more, but they're kind of a little afraid of it. But if they had that helper, it's someone who they stop bugging all the time, because you start going, hey, excuse me, can Mr. Knight, can you come over here for a second? I'd really just a second. All right. You know, 2 hours later.
Right. Which I'm okay with all that. But you know that what you just said just kind of leads me into what I was going to say next, is that as a teacher, there are so many apps and there are so many online programs that are fighting for our attention as educators and teachers. So over the 6 years that I've been using iPad technology in the classroom, I have literally taken my course and leveled it down to the things that I use in the classroom. And I don't use them all the time, but I have used them and I know that they work. And I feel like that's where I can really benefit people, is that if I can just narrow down exactly what will really work in the classroom from my own experience, I feel like using all of these apps and all these apps that are trying to grab our attention, you can just put them away, put them to the side. And then hopefully I can just hopefully give you the right direction to start with, because there's just so much out there just begging for our attention.
That's awesome. One of the things that's just interesting about all of this is that, you know, being able to give someone that extra attention, being able to give them that extra support, is because, you know, just some people are not going to want to ask for it. And if you just show them a place where they can go to and spend some time, and then they can practice, because they can, you know, either just revisit you or whatever, as opposed to bugging you, that's good stuff. And, you know, it's funny, because a lot of times training that we go to, we don't have time right after that, because, you know, we finish the training and then we got to go work on our lesson plans, or we got to go take care of something else. And we'd love to have spent a little bit more time, but it just didn't happen. And being able to have that resource to go to, I think, is powerful. So, you know, one of the things that you've talked about, and I heard you mention, was you talked about the iPad. Is Classroom Tech Made Simple just for iPad users, or can others benefit?
So my primary focus is on iPads and iPad users. I really wanted to niche it down into something that is unique to using iPads. Now, that doesn't mean that someone who doesn't have an iPad won't benefit. I do go over things that are non-app related. So I'll go over some different online tools that I use and online resources that I use. In fact, I'd say the course that I created is about 50-50, where it's about 50% app focused and 50% online tool focused. But one of the things that you can run into if you think about using something that is online, it doesn't always become compatible with an iPad. So I made sure that everything was compatible with an iPad, and make sure that if you wanted to use this online tool, it will work on your iPad.
Excellent. One of the things that I want to make sure that I point out, by the way, is I really like the free cheat sheet you created. Can you talk a little bit about that? Because that's not just some little, you know, three paragraph thing that you generated. It is an amazing cheat sheet that is simply for by joining your send your email and connect with your list, right?
Exactly. So that was the first thing that I created. Once I decided that I was going to do this, I decided that I needed to make something that was relevant. And I felt like the cheat sheet that I created was definitely where it needed to be. And it took a long time to create, but I knew it was something that needed to be out there. So what the cheat sheet is it's focused in on Webb's depth of knowledge. And that's kind of the new hot button topic about the different information that's out there and what you should be doing in the classroom. I would relate it close to Bloom's taxonomy. So we all know that Bloom's taxonomy focuses on tasks that deepen student understanding. And it relies on those words like evaluation and synthesis and analysis and all that stuff. And so based on what you're doing in the classroom, you would focus in on saying it was just dependent on which level of Bloom's taxonomy it wanted to be. Obviously, the higher level, the higher, you know, order task it would be. But with the new research that's come out with Webb's depth of knowledge, it focuses a little bit more on the cognitive demands or the thinking processes of students. So what I did is I really wanted to find something that was relevant to technology. So specifically when it comes to Webb's depth of knowledge and the cheat sheet that I created, if you're not familiar with Webb's depth of knowledge, you know there's the four levels. You've got the four levels of Webb's depth of knowledge, when the first one would be, the first one is recall and reproduction. And that's just going to be your basic surface level type of recall of the information. It's just a regurgitation of the information that you teach. So I found different apps and different online tools that I felt were necessary for that recall and reproduction piece. And I provided a description and a potential use, and it is hyperlinked so that teachers can look at those and they can actually use those in the classroom. And then I went on with the level two, where it was focused in on skills and concepts, and then level three, and then level four. So eventually what you want to do is you want to take your kids to that level four thinking, to where they really are kind of dissecting what you're doing, and they're taking it a step further, and they're really diving in deep into that thinking, and they're thinking about, they're expanding their thought processes. So I found different apps and different ways to use different online tools to make that a little bit easier for you, because technology is certainly going to be a piece of Webb's depth of knowledge. Unfortunately, there really wasn't anything out there that was associated with Webb's depth of knowledge and technology. There were some things out there, but there wasn't anything out there as extensive as what I created. So that's why I created that. And I wanted to just give it away for free, because I feel like it can do a lot of good for teachers.
Oh my gosh, could it ever? And I got to tell you, that's why I wanted you to talk about it, because by connecting it with the four quadrants, if you will, of Webb's depth of knowledge, oh my gosh, is powerful. Because
absolutely,
I mean, then a teacher can go take a look at those apps and say, well, let me experiment in here with this and see how I can connect it with what I'm doing. And thank you, Corey. That is an incredible tool.
Yeah, one of the cool things that I did, though, is that not all of those are going to be in our course. So I wanted to make sure that I gave everyone just an opportunity to see all these apps and tools that are available. And they're things that I've used in class before, and they're not all focused in on our course. So it's not like once you download this cheat sheet, you're just going to be like, oh, well, I know what the course is all about. That's not exactly it at all. Now, I use about half of them, but half of them I don't.
Gotcha. You've provided there's so many there, so many links and everything, and already identifying the quadrants that they're in. That's just a powerful tool, because I know that most classroom teachers, they spend, you know, they really don't know how to go about spending that time, and they might end up wasting too much time because they don't even know where to start. And so you give them that place, and that's awesome. So they're more likely to use it then, which is very cool. What a powerful freebie now I want to mention to everybody.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. So
yeah.
So with, you know, while we're talking about this, I want to go to the next step, which is, how does a teacher enroll?
So the easiest way to enroll is just to go to our website at classroomtechmadesimple.com, and you can just click on start here and then go to buy courses. You can also enroll in the full course or just one unit at a time. So I wanted to make it available. If you just wanted to test out one unit, you can do that. And there's something that I wanted to give your audience. I've made a special offer for your listeners where anyone who enrolls in the full course, if they just enter this coupon code TLL20, and they'll get 20% off the full course. So that doesn't include the individual units, but the full course, 20% off.
Awesome. Thank you very much. And I'll make sure that's in the show notes so that those listening while they're driving can go back to some place and find it. But thank you very much for doing that, Corey. That's excellent. So with Classroom Tech Made Simple, is there one major takeaway that you have that you would like a teacher to remember when they take the course?
Yeah, I just want them to as a takeaway point, I just want them to think about shedding that fear of using technology in the classroom and just feeling like they can freely go into the classroom and be prepared so that they can use the apps or use the online tools without the fear of failure and just go about their daily business in the classroom and ultimately to benefit student learning. That's what I'm trying to do. It's not just to implement technology in the classroom, but to implement technology with a purpose and prepare our students for those jobs of tomorrow that we previously talked about.
So powerful. And it's, just from what you provide through your blog posts and through the website itself, there's so much of that there, and especially through the cheat sheet. So I can imagine the course itself is going to be right up that alley and very helpful to a teacher. One of the things I'd like you to do before you go away, and you mentioned it briefly, and I talked about just a second ago, I love your blog posts, very poignant topics. And one of the things I think is really cool that you're working on right now is something you call Simple App Review. Can you talk about that just a little bit?
Yeah, that's something that I just came up with on a whim, really. I wanted to come up with a quick, easy way to give teachers beneficial advice on what apps to use, what apps, maybe the good parts of an app or the bad parts of an app, and what you can do to use them in your classroom. So I've done two now, and I really have found that it's been helpful for me. And I know that it's helpful to the readers because then they can look at what an app is good for and maybe what an app is used for and how I also give the information on how I use it in the classroom. So they get that special treatment where I can actually show them exactly what I do in the classroom and how I use it. So that Simple App Review is just biweekly. I have those regular blog posts that are a little bit more of a holistic view of technology in the classroom. I would say that they're a little bit more philosophical to get readers to kind of reflect on their own teaching with technology, while the Simple App Reviews are the quick hitters. This is what is a good app that you should be using in the classroom. And the goal is just to provide that quick information so that teachers can start using them to improve their own technology use in the classroom like tomorrow. So, I have some really cool things that go along with those Simple App Reviews. I got some pretty good connections with some of those companies because I've used them so long. So most of the Simple App Reviews have a special offer for teachers to enroll in. And I give them access to they can enter their email, enter their name. And what I'll do is I pick winners that they can earn a free license for a particular program. So I've got one with the app Shobi. It's valued at $149, and I've got three licenses that I want to give away. Later on, I'm going to give out a free one-year license to EduCreations, which is an awesome app, a whiteboard app. I've got two of those that I'm going to give out. And then if anyone's familiar with the app Quizlet or the website Quizlet, I have a free teacher edition of that app that I'm going to give out as I continue to come out with some of these Simple App Reviews.
That's awesome. Yeah. Now, I got to tell you, just as an app review itself, now it's cool the other stuff that you're doing by becoming connected with the companies to be able to share, to do those giveaways. But just the whole concept, because a lot of times you just need somebody who's going to help you make decisions between what might really help you in that classroom. And I know teachers, for example, they're using Quizlet, getting to Quizlet before, kind of getting through the others that are similar, but getting to Quizlet itself is just a journey.
Yeah, it's just one of those things where you all of a sudden you do a little bit of research and you're going down about 30 different rabbit holes to find out one good app. And that's just what I want to solve. That's just a problem that as a teacher myself, I wanted to solve. And I saw that problem, and I just wanted to solve it.
That's excellent. That's very powerful, and I love that. I look forward to reading more of your Simple App Reviews coming out. So thank you for doing that. So as we're starting to close here, if a listener would like to reach out to you, what would be the best way?
The best way is through email. Corey@classroomtechmadesimple.com is my email address. And then I've got a pretty decent following on Facebook. If you just search Classroom Tech Made Simple and like our page, then I always put all of our recently reviewed blogs and our Simple App Reviews, all the posts that I create, I share on Facebook so that those people can see those and make sure that they stay engaged with the content as well.
Excellent. Excellent. So I'll make sure that links to your Facebook page as well as to your main webpage are in the show notes. And as we're finishing up, I have two questions I like to ask my guests. And the first one goes like this. If you were given the chance to talk with 100 brand new teachers who haven't started teaching yet, what advice would you give them?
Yeah, this is a great question. So, you know, thinking about what 100 brand new teachers, if I had the opportunity just to talk to them, I would just say, don't be afraid to fail. You know, we teach our students to learn from failure, but sometimes as teachers, we don't do that. Sometimes if we fail or something doesn't work out in technology, it is going to fail occasionally. It's not going to work out like you had that you planned. But the thing is that don't shut down and just close it out and put the iPads or the Chromebooks on the desk and stack them up. You need to go out there and you need to try again. So if you're using new technology for the first time or trying something different in the classroom, it doesn't even have to be technology related. Our fear of failure is such a powerful feeling that we just need to avoid from it, just, you know, changing our teaching. And, you know, we need not be complacent and unwilling to try new things because we're afraid to fail. You need to be able to embrace those failures and learn from them. So that's just one piece that I would say. The second piece, this is a two-part piece that I wanted to share, is to celebrate the successes, no matter how small, in your own teaching and the successes of your students. That positive reinforcement to yourself will pay off huge. And that positive reinforcement towards our students is going to just pay off in the long run so much. If you just can go in there and just celebrate the successes, no matter how small. Look, Johnny brought his pencil today. This is great. Good job. I appreciate that. You know, just even if it's just something as simple as that, it will pay off tremendously.
That's awesome. I love the advice. You know, the whole idea of, you know, we got to stop being afraid of failing. And it's amazing when you go back to something you said earlier in connecting with kids and developing those relationships, it actually works for them to be able to experience when you can admit and say, whoop, yeah, that one didn't quite work out the way I wanted to. So how about we take a look at this a little differently?
Okay.
And right there then, and then that next one coming in with that celebrating successes, good stuff. Thanks for sharing.
Absolutely.
So my last question is this. Do you have a teacher in your past who made a difference in your life? If given a chance to say thank you, who would it be and what would you say?
Yeah, so my sixth grade teacher, Mrs. Jones. Now, I grew up in a little community in Indiana called Hoagland, and it's a small school. The school's not there anymore. But Mrs. Jones taught like my entire family, extended cousins and everything, and my brother, my sister, everyone. She just retired last year, and she just had such a positive impact on my life. She really cared and just loved her students. And you could see that through her teaching style. And that was just something that really gave me something to look at. And I reflected upon that in my own teaching. And she just gave me something just to imitate in my own career. So, Mrs. Jones, if you're listening or whatever, just thank you for just doing that. I appreciate that so much.
Awesome. Thank you so much for sharing that. And I hope Mrs. Jones is listening. And by the way, that is too cool. It's taught all your different family members and stuff.
Yeah, now. I think out of all of us, I think it's like there's like 15 of us. I think it's probably like it's in the tens. It's just everyone. She's just taught everyone.
That's excellent. That's, you know, you're talking to someone who moved, the family moved around a lot as a kid. So I have none of that. So very jealous of that. That's cool. Mm-hmm. That's neat. So cool. Well, Corey, thank you so much for joining me today. Classroom Tech Made Simple is an awesome tool to help teachers with technology in the classroom. I wish you the best in all your endeavors. Take care.
Hey, thanks, Steve. I appreciate it.
Teaching, Learning, Leading K-12 is a proud member of the Education Podcast Network. Podcasts for educators, podcasts by educators. The opinions expressed on Teaching, Learning, Leading K-12 are those of the guests and host. Teaching, Learning, Leading K-12 is intended to share ideas, advice, and suggestions for classroom teachers and school administrators. Teaching, Learning, Leading K-12 is produced for educational purposes. Thanks for listening, and I hope you'll share it with your friends. Take care.